This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. Glenda Geek here from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, July 13th, episode 1974, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Friday, the 13th.
Friday, the 13th.
I mean, seriously, what's the deal with Friday the 13th?
Seriously, what is the deal with Friday the 13th?
Are you superstitious?
No, not much. No. But I found everything I could put in there. I got the cat. I got everything in there. So proud of
me. I'm going to Google it because I need to know why. Aside from that horrible movie with the guy in the hockey mask and
right.
It's named Friday the 13th.
Yes, yes.
But like
Jason.
Oh, Jason. Yeah. So why the fear of Friday the 13th? I don't know. So I'm going to
get this. So Jemmy brings her son, who's six, Jojo, to his first Comic-Con last night. And the only person, and I don't think he's even seen the movies. The only person he wanted to meet was Jason. That was Jason
why?
Lives, I guess. Jason lives on after all these years.
It's considered an unlucky day in Western superstition. It occurs when the 13th day of the month in the Gregorian calendar falls on a Friday, which happens at least once every year, but can occur up to three times in the same year. The fear of the number 13 actually has a scientific name. Ready for this one?
Yes.
Triskaidekaphobia. Triskaidekaphobia. And fear itself is called parascavidiacatriaphobia. Duh.
You didn't know that.
It originated in the Middle Ages.
So it's been around a while, this whole phobia and the 13th thing.
Ooh, originating from the story of Jesus's Last Supper and crucifixion, in which there were 13 individuals present in the upper room on the 13th of the Thursday, the night before his death on Good Friday.
Oh.
So there's like
Long way back.
Of course, this is off Wikipedia, so this
yes.
could all be completely made up.
Yeah, that's right.
So don't quote me on any of this.
That's funny. Well, now I heard rumor that you're going away next week. Are you going to be with us?
I will be with you. Okay. I'm not dying. You sounded very ominous.
Well, no, I'm on the show.
Yes, I'll be on the show. I am going to go be the 40-year-old intern again. I'm going to do a week of my internship at Flag Is Up Farm. So I just, you know what? The internship is just something that psychologically I need. I think Chad's been gone for almost 5 weeks now. So I'm so ready to leave. You know what I mean? And my job when I get there, I'm an intern and there's the intro course is going on. So I'm coming in for the second week of the intro course to help teach that. But basically I wake up in the morning and there's only one other intern there right now. And his name is Simon and he's from South Africa. And there's nine horses and one intern. Do you know what interns have to do?
Well, usually when we had interns, they clean stalls.
Yep. I'm going to be
horses,
mucking the barn twice a day.
Brushed horses, put saddles on horses, and then clean stalls again.
That's pretty much it.
Oh, I forgot the water buckets. There's the water buckets.
They have automatic waterers.
Oh, there you go. That's
yeah, great. I know. It's yeah, pretty fancy.
You lucky.
Do you get to clean those?
Yeah, exactly.
Of course I do. Hello. Yeah, so Simon and I will be, and he's not young either. So usually I'm there with like 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds and 21. And here it's going to be like Simon and I are both going to be like, my back hurts. I can't do anymore. Because he's
so wait a minute. He's not How is it that you go through all this training to become the Monty Roberts guru trainer and you're cleaning stalls?
Well, it's all just part of the internship. So there's all basically what happens is there's all these school horses that are kind of they all kind of come in and out and come and go. And so they're the school horses used. The farm itself doesn't take care of those horses. The school takes care of them. And I'm part of the school and I'm a teacher in the school. So I'll be teaching the courses. But before that, we have to muck the stalls, feed the horses, and then teach the classes and then muck the stalls and feed the horses. It's just like being at home.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not much, but except you don't have a child running around. You're missing that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So and the weather is perfect all the time.
Yeah, it's
I remember
cooler.
The first time I went there in July, they were like, oh my God, it's so hot. I'm dying. We can't, what are we going to do? I'm like, it's 85. What is wrong with you?
They haven't had hot weather in California, though. It's been a little toasty.
That's true. But in this San Ynez Valley, which is perfect all the time, it's like a high of 85.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
And then it gets down to like 60 at night to cool the grapes.
60?
And let the
You're
going to
need a winter coat.
Oh, I know. It lets the mist come up off the coast and coat the Pinot Noir grapes. That's what gives them their flavor, Glenn. So that's where I'm going. Yes, it'll be awesome. I can't wait.
Very good.
I'm going tomorrow. They're like, we don't need you till Monday. I'm like, I'll be there Saturday.
Well, you have to have time sure. to go to that pub on Saturday night. It's required, isn't it? What's it called?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, the it's Maverick the famous Saloon. One. The Maverick Saloon. That's right. You have to go there on Saturday night. You always go there on Saturday night. It's your party
I can't go
night.
By myself. I don't have the young
Bring
20-something-year-old
Philip or Pierre or whatever his name is with you.
Simon.
Simon.
Simon and his wife. I'll take them.
Okay, yeah, bring them along. They could use a good Western pub. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Free Throw Friday Edition, there is a new competition organization for Mustang owners so that they can earn points and belt buckles. And Molly Jenks is going to stop by and tell us all about it. It's belt buckles. That's the most important thing about any horse show series is the belt buckle.
Have you ever won a belt buckle, Jamie?
Do you know what? I have.
You have?
I did. Because when I had Jet, my thoroughbred, I went up to the Coconino horse trials and he won the like lowest score thoroughbred. So the thoroughbred award was a belt buckle.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool? That's and so cool. It says Coconino horse trials on it. So it's not Western-y. But it's so big. I can't wear it. I just like to look at it. So because I've never won a belt buckle
with most
before.
Belt buckles is they're too big. You can't wear them. Sorry, Jennifer, go ahead. What else is coming up on today's show? My fault. ADD.
In the spirit of Friday the 13th, we're going to take a stab at a list of the scariest things in the equinosphere, and then riding drag, really bad ads, is going to show up looking the part. So stay tuned for the break, folks.
Hey, we get off easy today, Jamie. There are like 5 or 6 recorded ads today. We don't have to do anything. We just play them, and we're out of here. How about that?
I love it.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
I love it, too. My daily Winnie goes out to Leaf. The mini therapy horse in Japan. He works as a therapy animal at Lifetown Mabi Aged Care Facility in Kakahashi, Japan. Leaf's caretakers had to release him when there was devastating floods. They've been having huge floods in Japan, and floods hit the area, and they had to release him, hoping that he, you know, survived. And there was mandatory evacuation for all the residents. Well, about 3 days later, when the waters receded, a rescue team for Peace Winds Japan, a nonprofit organization that aids disaster relief, were on their way to the evacuation center when they spotted Leaf on a roof. Yep, he was on a porch roof, standing there. There's pictures of him on a porch roof.
Her.
Is it her? Yep. Standing on a porch roof, and they managed to rescue Leaf. They got Leaf down and without serious injury, and he's a therapy animal, so he's back on land now. She?
God, you're like my dad.
Leaf should be a boy.
I'm sure that Leaf's name is not Leaf. That's the dumb Americanized translation. It's probably Kika. You know what I'm
Anyway, he's doing fine.
Japanese, I could tell you how to say leaf in Japanese. It's Kika.
Okay, good. Well, she is doing fine, and they're feeding her carrots, and she's doing well. But that's the story. All right, cool. Your turn.
Well, I would like to give my daily Winnie out to my dear husband who sent me a text message yesterday. And
now,
it said,
wait a minute. You were swearing at him for the last 5 weeks. So is this to make up for that?
No, there's no making up for it. But I just thought this was cool and you'd like it. I got a text message that said, just delivered 173 of my closest friends to Honolulu.
He's in Honolulu?
He's in Hawaii right now. God.
That's a good job he's got.
I know.
Does he get a layover for like a night?
Of course he had to lay over. So he spent the night in Honolulu last night. And they put him up in nice hotels, too. So, yeah, he, for the first time, flew to Hawaii. So, isn't that cool?
I have stayed at many hotels where the crews come in ahead of you or they're taking the same bus to the hotel. Uh-huh. And they do stay at nice hotels.
Yeah.
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 They're not getting put up at the Motel 6, are they?
No, I don't think so. Well, it depends on the airlines. So we have friends that get layovers and they work for other other airlines.
Lesser airlines. Like
Lesser airlines that you like to fly. And they put them in the cheap hotels.
Do they?
American. Oh, yeah. An American is like, takes care of his folk,
well,
I guess.
Cool. So has he officially started again? He's officially a pilot again?
He is officially a pilot again. He went to Mexico like Monday. So he had an international flight. He was flying international to Mexico. And then he flew to Hawaii today. So
is he enjoying it?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, he seems to like it. He just likes flying. You know, I mean, it's all very new and very cool to him. And I mean, he's still in. Wouldn't you guys like to know that your pilot was having his first flight?
Did they announce that to everybody? Oh, and your pilot's first flight today.
The first time he ever flew last year, I was like, did they like get on the PA and say, welcome to the, you know, co-pilot Jennings here, his first flight? They were like, no, nobody does that. I was like, they should announce it. He was like, are you kidding me?
You'd have people jumping out the windows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I want off this plane.
I read an article yesterday about a woman in the UK who was a fighter pilot and just went to being an airline pilot. And the whole article is about her transition and what she thought of it. And it's all basically the same things that you've said about Chad, that she kind of missed having an ejector seat. So that was one of the things. But yeah, it was all about that and how different it is. And it was in one of the big papers over there because she was one of the first combat pilots in the UK.
Oh, cool.
So as a female. Yeah. So there you go. Well, good. I'm glad he's enjoying it. And I hope I fly American with him piloting someday because I will feel safe.
Yes. He's back in action. So all the auditors and listeners that have been messaging me, I'm getting an American today. I'll look for Chad. But he was not in the cockpit for a long time. So now he is. Now you may see him. He flew to, you know, like Austin, and then he flew to, he did a bunch of cities, and then he did the Mexico trip, and now he did the Hawaii trip. I mean, it seems pretty cool.
Well, do you watch Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld on Netflix?
I do. I have. I think I binge watched it one day.
Well, the new season just came out. I think it was in its fifth or sixth season. When he first started, it was just him and one camera guy. And that was it. It was very low budget, but now it's become this major production. And there's
lots of production.
Yeah. There's lots of camera crew. I mean, if you see him in the background sometime, there's like 20 people along. It's a lot different than when he first started it. But and Jerry, I got a side note here because my ADD is bad today. Does he look like a guy who has all the money in the world and is just doing what the hell he wants now and it just doesn't care what anybody else thinks?
Wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
I would exactly do that.
But anyway, he did. Their new season just came out last week. So there's like 12 new ones. And Tracy Morgan's not one of my favorite comedians, but I watch them all. So he went out with Tracy Morgan and he was in a Ferrari. And at the beginning of the segment of the show, they're at this horse farm. And I'm going, where the heck that horse farm? Because he was trying to compare the Ferrari and horses and blah, blah, blah. And they actually had a shot of him riding this big black horse. So,
Jerry?
Yes. He was on this big black horse with a helmet that was too small. You know, it was the dorky shot of
touting,
a celebrity.
I think he was touting the fact that he doesn't like horses.
Yeah, too, and know? It was, he pretty much looked like he didn't like horses. So I was wondering where that was and whether it was around New York, because he films most of that in New York. And sure enough, I found an article today that it was the Bergen Equestrian Center in New Jersey. And they got a call that morning and said, hey, we'd like to come out and film. They got a call at 9 a.m. and said, Jerry has this idea of the Ferrari and horses and blah, 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 and we want a equestrian center to go to. And they were there by 11 filming. Now, first
like
of all...
Sweep and clean and polish.
So first thing I thought of is, an hour does not give you time to clean a place up. That's the first thing I thought of. Isn't it funny how we both thought that?
Oh, yeah.
But they were there, apparently. Jerry and Tracy they were there for quite a while, and the Equestrian Center people were thrilled, obviously. And it was a 25-acre property, and apparently he opted for the largest stallion at the barn, which is ironically named Smalls, and that's the one he rode.
Did they say any of that on the show?
No, you do see him riding and stuff. But so if you want to see Jerry on a horse looking very uncomfortable, it's the Tracy Morgan episode of that show. It was,
yeah. How was Tracy Morgan in that? Like, because, you know, he was in that horrible car accident where he almost died and had a head injury. And it took
fine.
Him a long time to, he seemed fine.
He
totally
picked
normal?
Him up at his house. Tracy Morgan has done all right over the years. This was
really?
A huge house. I was surprised, actually, because I never think of Tracy Morgan being in the like tens of millions of dollars category. But he must be, because this house had to be $10 million.
Well, I remember 30 Rock. Did you ever watch that show?
Yeah, that's true. I guess he made some money. He's probably still making mailbox money on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so there you go. It was not my most favorite episode. Tracy, you know, spontaneous, he's not always funny. So it was, Jerry was doing a lot. You can tell when Jerry's having a tough time with the comedian, he has to do all the talking. If Jerry's mm-hmm. doing all the talking, you know it's not going well. It's just
well,
like
comedians
us.
are comedians because they have personality disorders.
That's true, and a lot of them are.
And it just
a lot of them when they're not
stage.
On stage are introverts. So, like you,
I really liked the totally. I really liked the one where he was with Kevin Hart.
Yes.
I think that was one of my favorite ones.
Yes,
and
he was with who? Was he with where the car broke down alongside the road?
And, he was with a girl.
Who was that? And they had to get a tow truck out. It was funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And Ellen just said that she knows the Bergen Equestrian Center. It's a nice place. So maybe they didn't have to clean up before he came. It was already clean.
This place is spit and polished all the time.
Hey, one other thing. This is in Sarasota. You don't think of Sarasota, Florida as being a horse place. That's where Wendy lives. And there's a lot of horse places down there. They just sold the DeVita Ranch last week. It's an equestrian ranch on 100 acres, sold for $8.6 million, down from $9.45 million. The main house, get this, is Tuscan style, at 19,000 square feet. 8 bedrooms, 13 baths, and 4 half baths. A caretaker's quarters, tennis courts, a 22-stall barn, and a 5-furlong oval horse track. So that could have been yours, and you missed it, Jamie.
Oh, man.
I know.
That sounds amazing.
Just sold. They didn't say who bought
again?
It in Sarasota. Oh. Which, if we had to move to some other place in Florida other than Ocala, I'd probably move to Sarasota. It's just a little more upscale, and it's kind of got that feel. What's the town?
Isn't it super senior?
No, like, Sarasota, no, is more upbeat, and there's a lot more younger people there. It's when you get south of Sarasota that you get senior. So Sarasota is pretty good, and a lot of horses there. A lot of horses there. It's a nice place. All right, I think our guest is ready.
All right, fantastic. Well, we have Molly on. She's going to talk to us about a new organization called the American Mustang Horse Association. Where do I sign up? Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Where in the world are you?
I am in Southern California, Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh my gosh, I remember at Rancho Cucamonga. I was staying at some boyfriend's friend's house, and I was on the cell phone talking to my mother, standing out by the street, and this dog like trotted right by me, like 6 inches from my leg. And I thought, whose dog is that? And I looked down, it's a dang coyote. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I mean, I was just shocked at how bold it was, but somebody said, yeah, that's Rancho Cucamonga. That's that place for you. So I was like a neighborhood. I was like, hey, pup, come here, puppy. Oh, no, don't come here.
Right. Same thing with bobcats. Here, kitty. Oh, no. Never mind.
go. So, you're here to talk about the AMHA, and it is not the American Mini Horse Association. It's the Mustang Horse Association. Talk to us about this new organization.
Well, you know, it's still pretty much in its infancy, but we as Mustang people, per se, really felt the need that there needed to be something out there to bring attention to the Mustangs, to show their versatility, what great family horses they are, and to kind of have an arena, so to say, for us to showcase them with other Mustangs, not just in a makeover or a tip challenge setting, you know,
right.
to have an organization and a horse show where we can compete, you know, further out of a 90-day or 120-day horse.
We can continue. Because you're right. It seems to be the only Mustang things available are those Mustang challenges. And I'm not excited about doing a Mustang challenge, but so by the way, I own a couple of Mustangs myself and compete in the sport of eventing. And I am always the oddity out on the course. People go, oh my gosh, is that a Mustang? I named my horse. His show name is Zeus the Mustang. So people would hear it on the loudspeakers and they would go, that's a Mustang. You know what I mean? Like try to bring some notoriety to it, I guess. But so that's the
Absolutely.
Little I can do.
Absolutely.
But this is awesome. So what are the shows going to be?
Well, you know, we're really excited. We definitely want to try to encompass everything, you know, for everyone. But of course, it's difficult. Definitely Western and English divisions. You know, ranch is definitely a big thing. We definitely would like to offer those kinds of classes as well as hunter hack, you know, hunter under saddle, possibly dressage, maybe dressage suitability, you know, obstacle courses, ranch trail.
Here's the problem.
Regular trail.
Molly, here's the problem is that this show is going to take 19 days because Mustangs can do literally everything. so many classes.
Exactly. And that's going to be one of our big obstacles beginning is being able to offer everything that we know that they can do. However, in a decent time frame, you know, so that you're not at the show from, you know, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So yeah, that will be one of the hurdles to get over getting this off the ground and getting started. But we definitely want to offer as many different disciplines as we can. Hopefully driving down the road.
Okay.
You know, fun
That's
classes
take,
as well.
You need
you know,
to have
try to keep it.
A separate driving show because I taught one of my little Mustangs to drive and it just scared the bejesus out of the other ones. The one driving didn't care.
Yes. Yes. And funny that you mentioned that. I myself was at a show not too long ago with a client horse and he thought that poor horse with that cart was being chased. And he was certain he needed to go too.
I tell you, when we go out, I'm a driver, and every time we go out driving, if we're out in the trails and stuff, if there's other riders coming, we have to announce that we're there, and most of them elect to turn around and go the other way.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They want to avoid the cart at all cost.
All right. Well, let me put in my plea for jumping, because I have noticed, you know, if you look at the Facebook page, Mustang Sport Horses and Ponies, there's a lot of us that do love to event and compete and jump and do things like that. So let's have the English component, because I feel like Mustangs are always pigeonholed, at least into the ranch Western, which is great. And they're super good at it. But there's some of us that just take them completely the opposite direction. I guarantee Zeus, I've never thrown a Western saddle on Zeus or Thor, either one of my guys. So it definitely would be interesting and fun to try.
It sounds to me like Jamie just volunteered to head up the English side of the association.
Let's do it.
I think she just volunteered.
No,
that's what I heard.
I love it, Jamie. I am right there with you. I have a very English Mustang myself, and I agree with you. It's definitely something that is not seen a lot, because everybody thinks, oh, Mustang Western, oh, Mustang Western. But I absolutely agree with you. We definitely need to encourage and promote the English side of our Mustangs as well.
I'm just shocked at how many people don't really think that Mustangs can have a job. And then then you take them out and you show people what it means. I roached my one Mustang's mane this past week, and I went out trail riding, and people stopped me. Is that a Mustang? I'm like, I'm on a trail ride. Yeah, it's a Mustang, because now they can see the Freeze brand.
Right. Yeah.
It's just still, it's so amazing how many people are just so surprised that somebody would own one of these creatures, you know? So, and the other one I have is 16 well, hands and gives lessons to little kids. You know, they're just amazing horses.
Exactly. And it truly is astounding to me how people do not know there are still wild horses in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that is another reason for this association is to get the word out, let people know, you know, about these great horses, which are such phenomenal family horses, and you know, any direction you want to take them, English, Western, driving, trail, endurance, I mean, you name it, they can do it, and they are just such phenomenal horses. And trying to get the word out and educate people, you know, yes, there are still wild horses in this country.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
And the government is doing a phenomenal job of taking care of them. That's sarcasm.
Yeah. I like to tell people.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. I like to tell people, you know, it's like adopting a dog from the pound. They are the most grateful, wonderful horses. You know, once you've made that bond, man, boy, you have a great partner.
Sure do. So tell us about the Buckle series and the tentative shows that you guys have lined up.
So tentatively, we have shows in California, Arizona, and Texas, beginning here fall 2018. And again, we're still working out the kinks and wrinkles as far as what to offer. You know, we definitely need the entries to support the series to get this off the ground. And that's I believe one of the hardest things in getting this off the ground, is just being able to have a successful show right out the gate, you know? But we definitely, I think probably here in our neck of the woods, we'll begin with probably more Western based classes at the show, just because of our schematic here, knowing the people here. But again, wanting to get the word out about the English and offering those English classes, and hopefully getting into over fences and you know, even like a sport horse in hand or something like that would be amazing too, to eventually, you know, get into. So
okay, let me stop you. I'm in Arizona. I guess I'm going to have to get some get a Western saddle and put it on the horses, because I'm going to definitely come to the show. Where in Arizona? Where can people go to find out more about these shows and the dates and where they are?
Well, we have a Facebook page so far, American Mustang Horse Association, and all shows will be listed there on our Facebook page. Website to come, merchandise to come, you name it. And it's just really like I said, getting things going and off the ground, and we're jumping in with both feet. And hoping that we can really get this going late 2019, hoping for maybe even a regional type of championship show. And then in 2020, if we can do this right, get it off the ground and really get people behind us, we even would love to pull for a national type show, you know, where you've got to qualify.
So, you know, big plans are in order. Big plans. This is the ground stage and infancy of something that, you know, you guys have a vision, which is nice, because Stuart Pittman came on our show years ago with this idea to get this thoroughbred makeover thing going and the thoroughbred horse shows, and to make thoroughbreds have an extra value when they come off the track. And look at what happened now to the thoroughbred world and the thoroughbred community off the track. So I think if you guys stick with it and keep pushing, you know, reach out to him and find out what he did too, because he has crazy sponsors now. They have huge horse shows. They've involved the thoroughbreds in every horse show now. You know, you can find the special thoroughbred classes. We could have Mustang classes at just big horse shows, or point systems for Mustangs. That's awesome. I think, Molly, you guys are in the infancy of something really big, and I'm excited to support it and learn more about it and get involved.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. We are really, really excited. And myself having three that we show, and the same thing. It's just, let's go. When are we going? Where are we going to the show?
You know, at a Mustang show. Just how fun to be there. I was just asking, okay, what's your horse's name? Where is he from? How did you get him? The Mustangs always have great stories. And how did you get him?
Yes.
Who's into it?
Right. Yeah, it is. The camaraderie is really great amongst Mustang people. And that's what I'm excited about with this show forum, is to be able to get out there, you know, and all showcase our horses, because they are also different, yet, you know, quote unquote, the same, being Mustangs. So that's really exciting.
So Glenn, you know how when motorcyclists are driving down the road and they pass each other, they like give each other's like two finger like wave.
Mm-hmm.
They do this like wave thing. We need like a high sign from Mustang riders. You know, you on a Mustang, you got this like little like hand signal, gang sign kind of thing. work on that, Molly.
A suggestion: go with three fingers, not one. Okay.
Perfect. Well, Molly, thank you so much. We'll be following along. The Facebook page is facebook.com/American Mustang Horse Association. And we are excited to see your progress.
Thanks, Molly.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thanks, Molly. Bye-bye.
Sounds to me like you just volunteered for a committee.
Oh my gosh, I would totally get involved in something like that. I would love it.
Well, you should. You should. You're right, though. He came on, 5-6 years ago, and that was just an idea that he had about the thoroughbred makeovers.
Right? You remember that, right?
Yep.
It was like, we're going to get
just an idea. It was just, I have this idea. Just didn't want to do it.
And he was like, and we're going to think about like making horse shows have like thoroughbred. You know, if you have like the highest place thoroughbred, you get it. And that's how I won my dang belt buckle. Look at that.
And you know, he made it succeed because he got the right people involved that actually had some money. And I think that the Mustang people, there's large benefactors supporting the Mustang cause. And I think if you get some of those involved in this, it could work. It really could. And then there's just a lot of work involved. But yeah, I wish her the best of luck. Good. Good for her.
That's awesome. There's a whole group of them. It's not just Molly. It's Molly and some other people that are involved. And I was reading their Facebook page before the show, and it just, yeah, it's exciting. I will totally throw a Western saddle on and do some, I don't know.
Do you own a Western saddle?
No, but Chad does. I can't lift it, but.
Yeah. You can't get it on the horse, but.
No, you have to, someone have to tack up for me. You have to hire somebody, but I will totally, what classes do they do? Like, you can do dollar bareback. No saddle required. Oh, perfect.
Perfect.
Ride a buck.
Egg and spoon. Yes.
Ride a buck.
Ride a buck.
I had a vision. I'm going, oh yeah, Mustangs, makeovers, ride a buck. Different meaning altogether. Yeah. Yes, that's true. Was it called dollar bill something when you were growing up?
It was dollar bareback when we were kids.
Oh, we called it ride a buck. You stick a buck, a dollar bill, a buck in your thigh. You got to go ride it.
If you ride a buck in my little world as a kid was different.
Yeah. Let's try not to get killed.
Day. Yeah.
All right, let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products. We're coming back. We have a list for you today, the top 10 spookiest things that horses find spooky, and we're gonna have a question for you over on the Facebook page, too. And then, of course, we have really bad ads coming up, too. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Researchers have confirmed that as horses age, they naturally become less sensitive to insulin and more susceptible to health problems caused by too much sugar in the diet. One way to reduce the sugar content in a horse's diet is to replace sugar-laden grains with a high-fat supplement. Fat is an extraordinary energy source. It is readily utilized by the horse and contains more than 2 times the calories of sugary grains. Equijoule Stabilized Rice Bran is an excellent fat supplement. It contains a balanced calcium to phosphorus ratio and won't cause mineral imbalances when added to the diet. Its all-natural ingredients are high in healthy fat and fiber. Best of all, Equijoule allows owners to easily replace the calories previously supplied by sugary grains. When you need to add healthy calories to your horse's diet, choose Equijoule. To learn more, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. OvationRiding.com.
All right, we're back, and I have a list for you. This was EquiSearch put this list together, and what we're talking about is the weird, strange things that spook horses. And then I'm going to ask you about your horses, Jamie, and we'll find out what spooks Nigel and what spooks Scooter as well. So here's the top 10. You guys want to guess? Maybe you can guess all of them.
Okay.
All right.
So, In speaking of Mustangs, in the world of Mustangs, there's one thing that frightens Mustangs more than any horse I've ever known. And it can be off in the distance. It can pop right out from nowhere. It can be like way, way off in the distance or just in the foreground. And that is so funny, a human being.
Boop, ding, 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 ding. Well, I'm going to give you that one because number 6 on the list is babies and little kids.
Oh, well, that's different because they're in a stroller. Those are scary, too.
No, but little kids running around. Oh, yeah. Screaming.
Scary. But just a human off in the distance. When we're trail riding, and students have actually asked me, like, why? I'm like, because they're trained to notice things like that, and they don't have trust with that. Whoever that human is. So when I come walking up, I'm like, hi, can you say something? Once they say something, they're fine.
Yeah, because they tend when you're coming up, if you're on a trail or something, they back off like it to the wood line.
And get quiet.
Yeah, and get quiet. Because they think that's what they should do.
People. just say something. Just wave, say hi.
And they think they're doing the right thing. They think they're being respectful. No, you're attacking my horse. No,
you're scaring my horse. Yeah. So I think, and Jennifer would probably agree with me, that the number one scariest thing for any horse in the entire world is what, Jennifer?
Scariest thing in the whole wide world for any horse.
Any horse.
Any horse. I'm going to go with bicycle.
That's something, but I don't think that's the scariest
not
thing
on the
in the
top
entire
10.
World.
Not on the top 10, according to EquiSearch.
I'm going to give you the number one answer.
Yes.
I'm guarantee it. Because if this happens, horses scatter and freak out. And that is a plastic bag.
But that's on the list, but it's not number one.
Oh my gosh, when can you see a horse utterly lose their mind? If a plastic bag blows around on the ground towards them, they literally think they're going to die.
Yeah, that's number 10, blowing paper in bags. That's number 10 on the list.
Number 10?
Yes.
Oh, man, I got work to do. So humans, plastic bags, loud vehicles?
Nope. Doesn't make the list.
Jennifer,
we have some of these in our neighborhood, and you guys are missing the most obvious couple.
Dogs?
Yes.
Cows.
Ding, 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 ding. Dogs. Dogs is definitely number 9 on the list.
See, that's hard for me because I don't think I've ever had a horse that was scared of dogs.
Well,
ever.
I don't know. Ours have spooked. We have dogs on both sides sometimes as we're driving in the neighborhood here and they're fenced in yards and they run up to the fence from both sides.
Oh, the stealth dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. If they're quiet and they run up to the fence and then they bark, it's worse. If they're barking the whole time, it's not bad. But and then they're on both sides. That gets the ponies a little like they're in the middle, right? The quiet dogs are the worst, especially if they're stealthy and they come up to the fence and you don't see them, and then all of a sudden they bark. That gets them. Yeah. What is
it? Well, that's how Thor slipped and broke my foot.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's
it
right.
Was a dog.
It was a stealth dog.
Stealth dog.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. How about it's one day of the week and it gets the horses every time? You're out riding around the neighborhood and it's trash day.
Trash day. Trash can.
And it's once every 2 years in Phoenix, and it gets the horses every time.
Rain?
Puddles of water. Puddles are... Scooter terrifying loves to puddles. Roll in water. He will not go through a puddle on the street. It's like, figure that out.
You could disappear in it and never be seen again.
Yes.
Step into that puddle, they will die.
Yes.
The alligators in there.
Number 5 on the list was plaid horse blankets. I don't know that I've ever had that.
What?
One. Yeah, that must... I don't know. About that one. This one is true, and we had an Arabian years ago. Jennifer, remember this. Remember Laura's Arabian, and what would that horse not go over on the ground, period, if his life depended on it?
Terrifying horse-eating garden hose.
Garden hose. The horse would not go across a garden hose.
Now, let's put this in context. This particular horse... What do the Southern people say whenever, bless his heart, whenever we would go away, Laura would put his little leg wraps on, and he was afraid of his own legs.
Yeah. I've seen that. Bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. Arabians are trained to see different things. They're supposed
special.
To train. Yeah, but now, I mean, obviously, once a year, if you're going to times of the year, 4th of July is utterly the most terrifying.
Some horses, ours doesn't, no, it's not on the list. Windy days is on the list because I think, and Scooter gets that. If the trees are blowing and it's really blowing hard and there's woods beside the road when we're driving, that gets him a little bit. That definitely, you know what he's afraid of, and it's not on the list, is shadows. He just hates shadows on the road when we're driving. I don't
bless
know
his
Ooh,
heart.
You got to tune into Horsemanship Radio. Ooh, is it next episode or the one after that?
Okay, why?
We talk about shadows and why horses are afraid of them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are missing the number one thing in the list, and we already talked about it on the show today.
Carriages.
Yeah, carts and wagons. That's apparently number... I didn't know that ordinary horses were so terrified of carts and wagons.
we have this cart, Glenn, this pony cart that I got for Magic. And when it came, Chad unloaded it off the truck. All the horses were out in the pasture. We unloaded it off the truck, and he himself pulled it to the back. I thought the horses were going to run through the fences. It wasn't even close to them. There wasn't even
a horse attached to it.
Not even a horse attached. And then when Magic was attached and I took her up and down the driveway, oh my gosh, utterly terrified. Just the scariest thing ever.
Well, here we started to get, Jennifer posted this over on our Horses in the Morning page. So go over and make a comment. What's the stupid things that your horses get afraid of? And we've had a couple so far. Rocks in the middle of the trail.
Rocks are scary.
They're scary. Occasional low flying barn swallows. They usually scare me, not the horse.
Take an eye out.
Yeah. Miniature horses. Minis are a problem, and Nigel is afraid of minis.
Oh God, Chili. Bless Chili's heart. There's the mini drivers up the street, the girl who came and gave me the driving lesson. And when they trot by and Chili will have like a small child on his back, I'm like, just let him look. Because they trot by, you can see his heart beating from like 25 feet away.
Nigel definitely does not like donkeys at all. Donkeys are a completely different...
Zombies.
Yeah, they're zombies. They're definitely something going on with donkeys. But yeah, we want to hear your comments. So go over to our Horses in the Morning page. You'll see the question of the day is posted there. And thank you to everybody on Wednesday who posted pictures of... It was selfie day with your pet. And we got a lot of pictures of selfies with their pets. So we appreciate that as well. All right. Do we want to do some really bad ads?
Let's do it.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, it's time for some really bad ads. That time of the week when listeners submit ads from either Craigslist or Facebook or someplace, and we just have a little fun with them. The prizes for this month are two of the coveted Horse Radio Network hats. There aren't many of these around, usually reserved for auditors at the $25 level. So these are definitely hard to come by, but we're going to be giving away two to people picked randomly who submit this month. And this segment is sponsored by One Day.
Palomino Entertainment Group presents the award-winning film One Day, a beautiful film about Gene Mirabito and Our Mims.
Our Mims won the Eclipse Award as the 1977 champion three-year-old filly. Our Mims Retirement Haven became a nonprofit organization in 2004. One of the Haven's more famous guests is Penny Chenery. In 2000, Penny met Our Mims at Gene's farm.
This is not just a bunch of horses. It's a concentration on the individuals and on preserving them, extending their lives, dealing with their infirmities, helping them live.
Hi, Barbara Livingston.
Gene has a way of getting inside each one of her horse's brains. She wants each one of them as happy and comfortable as she can possibly make them.
One Day. Purchase DVD or Blu-ray at onedayhorsefilm.com. Proceeds benefit Our Mims Retirement Haven.
Well, our first ad comes from many people, and you're all entered for the hat. And this first one comes from Uta Shepherd. We got H.T. Brown sent this one in. And also, if you look, it's actually posted on Eventing Nation. Leslie Wiley found it and posted it on Eventing Nation as like a full page article, because it is that good or bad, depending on what you think. Glenn, you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Making sure you're still here. This is the Ohio Horses for Sale, Lease, or Adoption Facebook page. The title is Still Available. I'm still looking to trade my thoroughbred filly for something with a penis. Seriously. Are you happy? Are you going to cry? Will this piss you off today? Is the color of my shirt deeply offensive to you? For the love of Pete, I just can't take it anymore. I get males. Literally everything in my life is a male. 4 male children, 1 male husband, 2 male dogs. I get them. They may be dumb, but they're consistently dumb. No surprises. I don't like surprises. I like boring. You just called your children and husband dumb.
You just called the entire male species dumb and boring. That's
fine. You know what? No comment. Josie is a 4-year-old OTTB, sort of. She was on the track. She trained, but she didn't start. She decided the dirt made her hair frizz. The color of the saddle towel clashed with her brown eyes, and that was that. She is super fancy, and she knows it. She came off the track as a 3-year-old and then sat around for a year doing nothing, which she liked a lot. I restarted her about 2 months ago, and her opinion on having a job is that she'd just rather not. She's sound, gets on well with others. She wasn't born here, so she must load. My favorite line. She wasn't born here, so she must load. Going walk, trot, canter in a Western saddle because I'm cool like that and I like something to hang on to in case she wants to see if I look better on the ground. She has never got me off, but definitely needs a rider that can handle a temper tantrum. There is a really nice, fancy horse in there. Deep down. Want a challenge? Like a sense of accomplishment? Want really impressive before and after videos? Have at it. Does best with consistent work. I am not consistent. I like to go to the barn without my kids and sit around. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll ride. Maybe I won't. I'll probably just eat. Looking to trade for a gelding that is sound and doesn't want to lawn dart me. Or will sell outright for $1,500.
So let me review. Men are dumb and boring, and women are difficult and lazy.
Yes, pretty much.
That's what I got out of that ad.
Yeah.
And women are hard to train. All of that seems right, actually.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, Robin sent the following one in.
Elvis is a 15-year-old, 16-hand-high solid paint gelding. He comes with papers. By far the sweetest horse I've ever met. His only hang-up is that sometimes he wants to turn around when heading out. A smack on the butt gets his attention, though. I'm only selling because I have 3 horses and 1 ass. He was used mainly for trail riding and ranch work. Up to date on everything. Come check him out. $2,200 or best offer. Sorry, that one just cracks me up.
Doesn't everybody have one ass, really, when you think about it? That's funny. All right. Now we have, I told you, we have a lot submitted by listeners today. And by the way, if you submit one yourself and read it yourself, you get 2 entries into the prize pool. We have Mary Schmidt sent this one in.
Hi, everyone. It's Mary up in Wyoming, and I'm still getting over my summer stupid flu. There, that was for you. And managed to also find a really bad ad with no punctuation. Well, I lied. There's 1 period hanging out between both of the run-on sentences, kind of like with spaces all on either side of it, and a random question mark. So here goes. Unicorns in the making, $2,000, Montview. I have 2 nice APHA solid breeding stock fillies, a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old. They are full sisters out of my kid's 4-H horse that has also been roped off trails chase cows with and taken good care of my kids. They are by AQHA stud JB Sugarsong. He has a great disposition in his roping and ranching breed. Both fillies have been handled since birth, lead load, easy to catch, smart, not spooky, will go over tarps, logs, no problem. They are ready to start riding and should make awesome horses with more training. $2,000 for Faith the Sorrel, the 3-year-old, and $1,500 Bay, 2-year-old Hope will do partial full trade for good hay, saddles, panels.
Good Lord, that was pretty good for a girl at 6.
Wow, she's got the flu. She has lung capacity, man.
Well done, Mary.
If there was punctuation in there, that potentially was like a really good ad.
Well done. I'm impressed. All right. Brenda sent this one in. 2 free Peking ducks. Peking ducks. We have 2 free Peking ducks, male and female, 4 months old. The male is very aggressive towards my wife and kids. I want to put them in the freezer, but she wants me to give them away. If you put them in the freezer, that's cool with me. Just don't tell my wife.
Oh, no.
That's a nasty duck, huh? I can see the duck chasing the wife and the kids around every time they get out of the car.
Oh my gosh. If you put them in the freezer, that's cool. Just don't tell my wife. Oh my gosh. Oh my. Oh my gosh. This is our trailer of the week comes from Casey.
Wow, this is unique.
This is in Illinois. And let's be honest here, Glenn. We have never
ever
seen one of these.
Never in all the years we've been doing this.
I was going to say it's your typical two horse round front trailer, but there's no front. We've had no roof. We've had no walls, but we've never had no front. There is no front on this trailer. There's a roof where the front should have been.
It's a tunnel. It's a tunnel on wheels. It's not really a trailer.
It is. It'd be good wind flow in this one.
Yeah. It says Project Horse Trailer, good wheels, strong frame. First $300 gets it.
There's no floor either, if you notice in the one picture.
Oh my God, there's no floor.
There's absolutely no floor.
This is not worth making a project.
No.
It's not worth it. Even when you get it all souped up, it's still not going to be worth the $300 you paid.
Take the tires off, which actually do look like they have air, and then just burn the rest. That'd be good.
Exactly. Steel prices have gone really high. Maybe you could.
Oh, yeah. Scrap metal. You never
know. Scrap metal.
Yeah. Jennifer's going to post that one on her Facebook page. It's a classic.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. This one's a classic. We've not seen one that looks like this before.
True.
All right. Tammy sent the following one in, and it's titled Male Stud.
Hey there. This is Tammy in Kansas, and this comes from a Facebook horse for sale page. I am in search of a male stud for my sister. Breed doesn't matter. I cannot spend more than $200. Thank you.
Did she say for her sister?
Play that again.
Yeah, we missed something there.
Hey there, this is Tammy in Kansas, and this comes from a Facebook horse for sale page. I am in search of a male stud for my sister. Breed doesn't matter. I cannot spend more than $200. Thank you.
There's just something wrong with that. It's wrong. Okay.
No. So maybe hopefully her sister has a mare, but you really reconsider how you're going to word that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really not a great idea.
Well, maybe it was a personal ad. We don't know.
It could have been. We don't know what section of Craigslist it was. We don't know. I do want to say that what's so cool about this is these are all submitted. And so far we've had Ohio, Wyoming. I think Brenda's in Florida. We had Illinois. Then we also just had Kansas. I mean, that's what I love about this segment is people do bad ads everywhere.
This one's from Jessica. Everywhere. I don't know where Jessica's at. It's a black horse broke to ride. I am selling my 13-year-old registered quarter horse gelding for $3,000. He's a really good boy. He has been trail ridden in the mountains in New York state parks. Cars driving by do not spook him. He swims in the river. He behaves for the farrier and vet. I'm attempting to downsize my herd. Sounds perfect. I cannot ride double with him with my 6-year-old due to him being gassy. He scares himself and jumps up a few inches off the ground on all fours sometimes.
What? His own fart scared him?
Add that to the list, Jennifer. We didn't have that in the top 10.
That has never been said either. This is like a whole list of firsts for really bad ads.
He wants to trade for a round baler in good condition, by the way. Or he'll just sell him. Whatever. Just get this horse out. He's too gassy.
Oh my gosh. Get rid of him because you can't ride double with him because he farts and scares himself.
Mary Calkins sent this one.
And she's in Texas. Okay.
Hi, you guys. It's Mary Calkins, and I have a really bad ad. So there's a bunch of capitals and exclamation points. So anytime I shout, that's what that is. Unicorn alert! $2,500, LaGrange, Texas. I have a 3-year-old bay thoroughbred gelding that is 100% bomb-proof. Absolutely anyone can ride him, any level of experience, and any age. This guy is the real deal. No spook, kick, buck, bite, etc. He has not a single mean bone in his body. I also have other horses for sale right now. So if you're, while you are in the market for a really good and gentle horse, well, you're, while you are, at the right spot. Shoot me a text or an email for more info, pics, and videos, or to set up a time and date to come see them. No tire kickers, serious inquiries only.
I like the drama, Mary. Well done.
Dude. The ad was good, but the presentation was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Well
it
done.
It really
Mary.
Was.
I really liked it. Oh, gosh. Amanda sends in the next one. Oh, I don't know where this is from. It says her. It's a Facebook horses and ponies for sale. Blah, blah, blah. It cuts off, so I don't know. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. I feel like this is in Arizona. anyone interested? Because I feel like I've seen this before. I could be wrong. Please don't comment unless you're interested in trading. I am posting to see if anyone would be interested in trading a good Baroque horse for two male sugar gliders and their cage and supplies.
What?
What?
That's very
not
specific.
Not what you said they'd be trading. They want two male sugar gliders. Oh, no, they have two male sugar gliders, their cage and supplies. And you know what? Gosh, Glenn. I got this well broke horse in the backyard. You know what I really want to do? I want to get rid of him. And I want to get two squirrels.
Aren't sugar gliders the little squirrely looking things with the face masks, the black eyeballs?
They like fly. They have a little like wing.
But they're tiny,
skin.
Aren't they?
They're tiny. Yeah, they're like little.
They're squirrels. They're just squirrels, people.
They're like chipmunk squirrels.
All right, I got to see how much a sugar glider goes for, because I want to see if we're trading two sugar gliders for, okay, here we go. Orlando for sale sugar gliders. $100 appears to be the going price for sugar gliders. So we're trading $200 worth of sugar gliders for a perfectly broke safe horse.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. That's probably why they put in the first line, please don't comment unless you're interested in trading. Because probably a billion people were like, you're a complete idiot.
Wait a minute. They're also being picky. They'd like a Palomino, can even be a
I'm going to finish the ad here because this is, it goes on because they wanted to tell you what they actually, they're not just looking for any good broke horse. They're looking for a mare, would like a Palomino, but it could be a paint. Nothing under 14 hands, at least 15 hands. Broke ride will mainly be a trail horse, must be sound and healthy. So a young, sound, tall Palomino they'd trade for two male sugar gliders. Who sent this in? Let's see. Amanda, can you please go back and look if anybody commented anything besides you're an idiot? Thank you.
There is a whole website devoted to sugar gliders, and it's like many pages long.
Rehoming sugar gliders for people that are idiots.
I didn't know that was such a thing. You don't hear much about sugar gliders. Jeff sent this one in. He's in Maryland. We're back to Maryland now. Free horse to good home. Riley is a 2-year-old stud.
Geld!
He is in great shape, dot, dot. We got him for an 11-year-old girl last year, dot, dot. He is too much for her, big surprise, to handle, and has been running with a mare.
Oh, my God. Oh, it gets better. Keep going.
He does rear up, and he bites. He needs someone who is experienced. Rather than getting him fixed, we chose to get a broke horse for our daughter. He was really gentle when we got him.
Oh, my God.
Contact me if you're serious and really care about animals. Thanks for looking.
Let me paint a picture for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
They have a 10-year-old, we're going back to last year, 10-year-old. You know what we should do? Get her involved in horses. Let's get her a 1-year-old stud colt. They can grow together. Where's your green on green when we need it?
I know.
Unbelievable. You know what, Jeff and Maryland, I would like for you to... Jeff did not give us any of the contact information for these people. But dear God, I wish you would have, because I would send a message. If you want to send me that link, that would be great. I have some things that I need to discuss with those parents.
I love how they chose not to get him fixed, instead just to buy another horse.
Which probably is running with the stud now and pregnant.
Yeah.
Which and now they're going to breed another
that's
one.
That's the mare that's been out with.
We got a 2-year-old stud colt for a 10-year-old. And guess what? Shockingly, he has no manners. Oh, my God. I'm amazed.
All right. Lorene has the last word today.
I love her accent.
Good morning. This is Lorene Barden, and I'm going to read a very bad ad.
Yes, it is.
Free horse, Clarksville. Free horse. Picked up this horse last fall for my daughter, but due to lack of attention from her and highly allergic for me, she needs to find a new home. Thanks, Rick. There are no pictures and no description of the horse, so I don't know what this is. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Dad wants that horse gone today.
I kept waiting for more, and there was no more. That is a bad ad, Lorene. Good job.
Dad doesn't care. He doesn't know anything about the horse. He just wants it gone.
So do you get the feeling like Lorene, when she sends these ads in, she tries to be very phonetic and try to, girl, let it go. Let that Boston fly. That's what I want to hear. Like, read one that has no punctuation and just go for it.
I want to hear her Southern accent. That could be funny.
Lord have mercy. You cannot possibly have a Southern accent when you talk like that. You know what? Challenge gauntlet thrown.
Well, I think that was a record number today that we had submitted by other people, by listeners. So good job, everybody. Okay. We appreciate
that. And you guys remember, all you have to do is read the ad into that little recorder thing in your phone and then email it to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. Then you get entered twice for the prizes.
And we're really close. I just heard from the developer, really close to getting that button that Jamie so wants on the app.
I'm telling you, it's a bad idea.
Record button, and you can send your bad ads right in. It'll be so easy to do. Or you can send feedback about Jamie. Just hit that
little
button.
I think people are going to, think of it like this. You just said something on the air that makes somebody mad. Typically, it's already, you recorded the show a couple of days ago. The person is listening while they're mucking stalls. By the time they get back into the house and sit down, they've forgotten about it. But this is going to give people, you say something stupid. Glenn is, what a jerk. Glenn, let me tell you something right now. How dare you say that plastic bags are not number one in the spookiest list? It's ridiculous. I can't believe you said plaid blankets. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Who, what horse is afraid of a plaid blanket? Seriously, are you kidding me? You're an idiot.
Long-time listeners will know Jamie loves negative feedback. She thrives on it.
I think you're the baby. I get mad and they get even.
We get a lot that we don't even send to you. Not necessarily about you, but you know.
You get your feelings hurt a lot more than I do. I get mad and get even.
I think that's a man-woman thing in a lot of cases, too. I think we're back to that again.
Back to the man being dumb and the woman being aggressive.
That's right. I'm just dumb and boring. All right, that's it for this week. We'll talk to you on Monday, but you'll be in California.
Hold on, time out. Jennifer, it is 7:09 a.m. my time. Glenn just said a sentence saying how dumb and boring he is. Can you save that? Thank you very much.
Be sure write to edit that, down. That out. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a terrific weekend. We'll see you all on Monday. Don't forget to go answer the question of the day on the Horses in the Morning Facebook page. And you can find us at horsesinthemorning.com. All the information is there.
Bay, neuter, and geld.